Discoveryland Online. My name is Miss Evelyn, and this is Miss Michelle. Today, we're going to talk about an amazing story from the Bible. We're going to see how Jesus is powerful.
Awesome.
So let's look at this flashlight and get curious about power.
Ooh, I like this. I love flashlights.
Me too.
Hey, but this isn't turning on.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't have any power. Actually, Miss Evelyn, can you get it to work?
Yeah, okay. Let me see. You know, I think it needs batteries.
Oh, you think?
Because it feels light, yes. Maybe we should put some batteries in it.
Okay, do you have one?
Yes, I do actually. Here we go. Here's a battery.
Okay.
All right, let's see if we can make this work. Okay, we put the battery in. Oh, maybe. We're almost there. I almost got it, Miss Michelle.
Okay.
Look.
Wow. It is working. Look at that. It's working, guys. Nice. I love this.
Can you guys see it? Batteries are important for our flashlight. The batteries give the flashlight the power it needs to shine the light. Today, we're going to see how Jesus shows his awesome power when he heals two sick people.
Let's do our wonder truth. Okay. Today, it is Jesus is powerful. Ooh, awesome. Let's do that one more time. Ready? Jesus is powerful.
Today, we'll learn about how mighty and powerful God is and how he helps people. Let's sing about our big, strong, and mighty God together.
Because all because this love isn't just He loves me a whole lot, a lot of.
Our friend Tack, the curious cat. She always is asking questions, and she has a question for you today. Are you ready?
Hi, kids. Do you remember me?
Hi, kids. Do you remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you want to guess what it is? It's something that helps you see.
Is it glasses?
No, it's something that's bright.
Something bright. The sun.
No, it's something you can hold and walk with.
Let me see. Oh, I know. Is it a flashlight?
Yes, that's what I'm curious about. A flashlight. Kids, have you ever used a flashlight? I used one to see in the dark, and I got curious about it.
Flashlights are really cool. It's amazing that you can carry a flashlight wherever you go and have light.
Yes, but what makes them shine the light? I'm curious.
That's a great question, Tack. Flashlights need the power to be able to shine. If I click the switch, the light shines. But if you take out the batteries,
What do you think will happen? You're right. Nothing happens without batteries. The power that allows the flashlight to shine a light for us to see comes from these little bitty batteries. This talk of power reminds me of a story from the Bible where Jesus shows his awesome power when he heals two people.
That sounds so cool. Well, I've got more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. What do you think makes someone powerful? In what ways are you powerful? Have you ever stopped and thought about how powerful Jesus is? Today's Wonder Truth is Jesus is powerful. Today we'll discover Jesus is powerful. Before we start today's part of God's big story, we have to do our thing here. So let's put on our pay attention glasses.
Mine are big beach balls because I want to go to the beach this week.
Oh, so do I. All right. Mine are beach ball cookies then. Okay, let's get those listening ears on. Click those on. Good and tight.
Are mine straight?
They are. They're very okay. Straight. All right. Now we need to zip, lock, and button on three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
All right, let's get our hearts ready and pray. God, thank you for being here with us. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us today. Show us more about who you are. Help us remember we can trust you because you are powerful and loving. Amen.
Amen. More and more people heard about Jesus and the miracles that he was performing, and more people started to follow him wherever he went.
He healed the sick, made blind people see, and even freed a man from being controlled by an evil spirit.
Wow.
Jesus did some amazing things.
Yes, he sure did. And once, when Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee by boat, a large crowd waited for him on the other side. Would you have followed Jesus in that large crowd?
As Jesus was surrounded by this large crowd, a man named Jairus came to Jesus. Jairus was a leader at the synagogue, mm-hmm. which is the place where the Jews went to worship.
That's right. Jairus's daughter was very sick, and he had heard of Jesus healing people. He knew Jesus could heal his daughter. Jairus found Jesus and bowed at Jesus' feet.
He begged Jesus, please come. My little daughter is dying. Place your hands on her to heal her. Then she will live.
So Jesus went with Jairus. Once again, a large crowd followed.
A sick woman was in that crowd. She had also heard of Jesus and his amazing power to heal sick people. She had been bleeding for 12 years.
Oh my.
She had spent all her money on doctors, but her sickness only got worse.
Oh no. The woman knew that if she could just get close enough to touch Jesus, she would be healed. She worked her way through the crowd, and it was so crowded. She could barely get to Jesus. She squeezed through the crowd, you guys, and reached out and touched his clothes.
Do you think anything happened to her? As soon as the woman reached out and touched Jesus' clothes, her bleeding stopped and she was healed.
Oh my goodness, Jesus knew right away that some of his power had been released. He turned to the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?"
The woman knew she was the one who had been healed. Shaking with fear, she fell to the ground at Jesus' feet and told him what had happened.
Jesus said to her, "Dear woman, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. You are free from your suffering."
Just then, people came from Jairus' house and told Jairus that his daughter had died.
Oh, the people told Jairus to stop bothering Jesus. After all, what was the point in asking Jesus to heal her when she had died? Jesus heard this and told Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe."
Yes, so Jesus went to Jairus' house with three of his closest friends and disciples, Peter, James, and John. The home was full of people crying when Jesus came in. He asked, "Why is everyone so upset?" He told them the child wasn't dead. She was only sleeping.
Wow, the people laughed at what Jesus said because they didn't believe him. Then Jesus made everyone leave the house. Only the girl's parents and Jesus' disciples were allowed inside. Jesus took the girl's hand and said, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
Immediately, the girl stood up and started walking around. Everyone was filled with wonder by what they had just seen. Jesus showed his power by healing the woman and by raising Jairus' daughter back to life. Jesus can do anything, and he helps us too. Mm-hmm. Jesus is powerful.
Yes, he is. Jesus is powerful. It's true, but there's more. The powerful Jesus, who can heal the sick and raise the dead, loves you. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, so let's take some time to think about how Jesus is powerful and how he loves you. We're going to practice a way of praying where we slow down to think about God.
That sounds good. We will say something about who Jesus is. After each sentence, we'll all say together, "Jesus loves me." As you say this, really think about how much Jesus loves you and wrap your arms around yourself like you're giving yourself a hug.
Jesus is powerful always, everywhere, all the time. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful because all things were created through him and for him. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful because he's greater than anyone else. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful and he can do amazing things that no one else can. Jesus loves me.
Jesus is powerful and he loves us. Jesus loves me.
May each of us always remember that Jesus is powerful and that he loves us.
Okay, let's pray. God, thank you for loving us and showing us your power. Help us always remember that you are here for us all the time and we can call out to you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, it's time for one of my favorite parts. It's time for our blessing. So let's hold your hands up like you're getting a gift from God. Children, you are loved by God every moment of every day. When things are going well, may you remember that Jesus is powerful and he loves you. When you have problems, may you remember that Jesus is powerful and he loves you. Jesus is powerful and Jesus loves you always.